Josie Anderson is a spokesperson for Ngāti Hako. This is one of our Hauraki iwi, and a Waste Management New Zealand application to put a new 3 million cubic metre landfill addition to an existing footprint already protected by a land caveat has left Ngāti Hako questioning the District Council's commitment to what they suggested was an enduring partnership. 21 years ago, Ngāti Hako fought to stop the Terohia landfill from being created on their tupuna maunga o rai o te papa. And seemingly there has been land sales, and now the new owners want to expand the rubbish tip right at the foot, or right in the face of the people of Ngāti Hako. Josie Anderson from the iwi, thanks for joining us today, Josie. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, kia ora.
Kia ora. Hugely frustrating, and right on the heels of the Dome Valley decision, which you would have kept your eye on as well. Waste Management is a Chinese-owned company. It has huge resource. But you might share with our kaiwhakarongo today, Josie, how a land sale seems to have changed the lay of the land.
Well, I guess that's what we're working through right now, Dale. Of course, Ngāti Hako fought this over a five-year period, probably nearly 21 years ago. So after 5 years of being in the hearing, in the hearings, and then into the Environment Court, and kind of actually having costs awarded against us and recovering from that, the one small glimmer of hope, I guess, if that's what you call it, because we lost our defence, of course, was that the owner at that time agreed to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Ngāti Hako that once the landfill was full, that there would be no more. It would finish. So that was a glimmer, a small glimmer of hope for our people that we would not be passing this on to future generations. Then went into council to put into a land caveat so that there would be some kind of legal binding. Somewhere the wording got mixed up, as we expect, and we think Waste Management have taken advantage of that and they've lodged this application. So, you know, council has been very sympathetic today, but we need more than that. We don't need their sympathy. We actually need their authority to invoke, I guess, the land caveat that was put in place in 2003 and to honour the agreement that we made back then.
Kapo, you've got a meeting today?
Yes, we have. It's the last day of hearings with the independent commissioners, of course, before they retire and make a decision as to whether they'll uphold the application that Waste Management have lodged.
Independent commissioners, do you know of them? I note that as part of the press release regarding Dome Valley, and you'll be aware that that was a very close call, 5-4, the independent commissioners voted to allow Waste Management to establish what will be a massive landfill north of Auckland, but independent commissioners won't be making public comment, seemingly, because their work is done with the decision having been made. Frustrating for Māori media. But you get the drift. Do you know these commissioners and what sort of relationship have you got with them?
No, we don't know them at all, Dale. So they're appointed by council, and our understanding is that they'll make their recommendations back to council as to whether this should be, the application should be upheld or not. And our view is that the Hauraki District Council should clearly be saying no. Because of the effects that this will have on our people, but also on Papatūānuku, and further, because they should be honouring the intent of the agreements that were made 21 years ago. So it doesn't lay a very nice foundation for moving forward when the council says that it wants an enduring relationship. It's been interesting as well that even the Waste Management Cultural Advisor and council are very supportive of the Ngāti Hako position. They've all agreed that the waste landfill at Rai o Te Papa is going to have an intergenerational effect on our people and on Papatūānuku, which will affect many generations ahead of us. before that waste actually breaks down. So it's devastating, absolutely devastating from an iwi point of view if these consents are going to be approved. And our aroha goes out to our people up at Warkworth with the decision made by the commissioners yesterday to support the application made by Waste Management.
Let's also be reminded too, please, Josie, that this is not a local tip for the people of Tauroa or Pairua. And you might explain too, because people are painting geographical pictures in their heads, where we're talking about, please, Josie. And I get the impression that there is waste coming in from many parts of Aotearoa to backfill a quarry that has long been there. But this is on the road between Pairua and Tauroa, ne?
Yes, that's right. So actually 21 years ago when the size of the landfill was being discussed and people were trying to generalise when, or not generalise, trying to identify when the landfill may be complete. At that time, the figures were worked on taking the refuse locally. So, you know, there was actually kind of like a generalised time frame. But it was clear that when this hole was full, then that would be it. And of course, the Waste Management purchased the landfill site in 2016. And what we've seen is that we have had significant amounts of rubbish coming in from outside of the area, from the Bay of Plenty, from Waikato, from Gisborne. So what you've got is that this landfill has just been filling up exponentially. So that in itself has given rise to Waste Management looking for a second site in the same footprint that we thought was protected. And it's going to be twice as big.
That corridor today, Josie is representing Ngāti Hako, but that is happening today. When is a decision likely, Josie?
We're not quite sure, but the hearings have been going on for some time now, so I would expect that the decision will be made soon.
Well, I want to wish you well, sister. Again, our Māori ways, the things that we treasure, compromised by big business, and of course so many put profit before Papa Tuanuku. Wish you well. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero about the challenge ahead. For Ngāti Hako, Josie, all the best until next time. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale.